Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in, and I believe concluding, the third parak of Masechet Sota. Today we are learning Mishnayos and Ches. So the last Mishnah told us that when a Mincha Sota is brought for the wife of a Kohen, the whole thing is burnt. The chometz on the Mizbeach, and the rest of it on the heap of ashes in the Yazara. So now we say, and what about Yisrael? Bas Yisrael Shenis L'Kohen Mechasin Yisrael. So we just said that if it's Bas Yisrael that's married to a Kohen, the whole mincha gets burnt. The kohen shenisis Yisrael minchas nechelas, but a female kohen, meaning a daughter of a kohen who's married to Yisrael, they do the regular minchasota where it gets eaten by kohanim. Meaning it's regular. The fact that she's a kohen, that she comes from a kohen yichus, doesn't change anything. So some halachic differences between a kohen versus a bas kohen. Ma bin kohen the kohenes. What's the difference between a Kohen and a Kohenes? Well, number one, Minchas Kohenes Ne'echelas, Minchas Kohen Eina Ne'echelas. A Karban Mincha of a Kohenes can still get eaten. A Karban Mincha of a Kohen gets burnt entirely on the Mizbeach. Kohenes Mischalelas. A Kohen's daughter who sleeps with a man who's usher to her becomes a Chalala. She's not allowed to marry a Kohen. The Kohen in Mischalel. But a Kohen who slept with a woman that's usher to him does not become a Chalal. Kohenes Metam Lemesim. A Kohenes is allowed to become tamei to a dead body, ve'in kohen metamei lemesim. But a kohen is not allowed to become tamei to a dead body. Kohen ochel b'kachay kachim. A kohen is allowed to eat kachay kachim, ve'in kohenes ochelas b'kachay kachim. But a kohenes is not allowed to eat kachay kachim. So those are the four differences between a kohen and a kohenes. Now that we've mentioned these differences, Mishnah Ches tells us that some of the differences between men and women in general. Ma bein ish li Isha. What's the difference between a regular Jewish man and a regular Jewish woman? Ha'ish parea uforeim. A man who has tzaras lets his hair grow and tears his clothing. Ve'ini isha paras uforemis. A woman who has tzaras does not let her hair grow or tear her clothing. Ha'ish madirs ben abanazir. A man can take a neder that makes his son into a nazir, ve'ini isha maderes es bena benazir. And a woman cannot take a neder that makes her son into a nazir. That's what we learned in the end of Maseches Nazir, that even though Chana said Moro Layal al Rosho, she could not have been the one that made Shmuel into a nazir. She must have been saying that Elkanah will make him into a nazir. Ha'ish megaleach al nazirus aviv. A man is allowed to be megaleach. He's allowed to use the karbonos nazirus that his father had designated for his own Nazirus, the money that his father had set aside, at least, for his own Karbanos Nazirus, ve'inisha megalechas al Nazirus aviyah. But a woman is not allowed to use her father's Nazirus Karban money. Ha'ish mochres bito, a man can sell his daughter as an amma, ve'inisha mochres bito, a woman cannot sell her daughter. Ha'ish mekadesh es bito, a man can give his daughter over for kiddushin, ve'inisha mekadesh es bito. A woman cannot give over her daughter for kiddushin, at least on a dor right level. Ha'ish niskal arum, when a man is stoned, he's stoned totally naked. Ve'inisha niskalas, almost totally naked rather. Ve'inisha niskalas aruma, but a woman is not stoned totally naked because the terrible bizayon that's involved, she'd rather her death be a little bit slower than be naked. Ha'ish nitla, because v'haftal rech kamocha, you even have to be borer lamisa yafa, you even have to give them proper death. Ha'ish nitla, the body of a man is hanged after he gets skila. But a woman's body is not hanged. Ha'ish nimkar b'gnevaso. A man is sold for stealing, so he's sold into slavery. Ve'ina isha nimkaris b'gnevaso. But a woman is not sold into slavery for stealing. So that is eight differences between a man and a woman in general. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Zayin we learned four differences between a Bas Yisrael and between a Kohen and a Kohenes. First we mentioned that a Bas Yisrael that's married to a Kohen, her carbon can be burnt, whereas a Kohenes that's married to Yisrael, her carbon, a Bas Yisrael married to a Kohen, her carbon must be burnt. Whereas a Kohen is married to Yisrael, the carbon can be eaten. So that's one difference. Second difference is that a Kohenes sleeps with a person who's possible to her. It makes her a Chalala, whereas a Kohen doesn't have such a rule. Third is that a Kohenes is allowed to be Matami Lemesim, a Kohen may not. Fourth is that a Kohen can eat Kachay Kachim, a Kohenes cannot. And then the eight differences between a man and a woman in general is that when they have tzaras, a man is parei oforim, a woman is not parei oforimus. Second is a man is madir b'no b'nazir, a woman cannot make her son into a nazir. Third, that a man can use his father's money designated for his kabbalas nazirus, a woman cannot. Fourth is that a man can sell his daughter as an amma, a woman cannot. Fifth is that a man can give over his daughter for kedushin, a woman cannot. Sixth is that a man is stoned naked, a woman is not. Seventh is that after stoning a man's body is hanged, a woman's is not. And eighth is that if a man steals, he could be sold for in order to pay back that which he stole. A woman cannot be sold to pay back that which she stole. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with the fourth parak of Maseches Sota.